Welcome to the Atlanta News First podcast, where we cover breaking news, live events, and your community stories. Everything you need to stay in the know while on the go. Big change is coming if you're traveling out of the world's busiest airport anytime soon. MARTA is preparing to halt train service to Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport starting April 8th. It's part of an ongoing renovation project that will last 6 weeks. The MARTA Airport station will be closed, but there will be a shuttle you can take. MARTA says buses will run on a continuous loop for 22 hours from 4 a.m. to 2 a.m. each day from the College Park station to the North Terminal at the airport. Airport officials say the project is part of MARTA's station rehabilitation program.
This is, I want to say, we are in the midst of our most ambitious capital expansion program ever in the history of MARTA. And it's worthy that we're standing here to talk about that. The capital work that we've been doing includes expanding high-capacity transit lines, bringing on new trains, new buses, improving all of our stations and our hubs with refurbishments. This station in particular, one of the busiest stations that we have, with more than 11,000 people coursing through it on a daily basis. And these are folks that are coming in from destinations, international destinations all over the world, people that are coming from places where they're accustomed to taking transit on a regular basis, and they're bringing with them the expectations and standards of aesthetics and cleanliness and service and amenities that happen all over the world. And this station and this effort is poised to make sure that we do not disappoint them. But it's about more than the international visitors. It's about the people that are here day in, day out, the people that live and work in Atlanta, the people that depend on this connection as a vital link to getting them to work day in and day out. And again, we will not disappoint. Again, this is the first impression for many people coming in to this city, coming in to this country, and we think it's very important that we maintain that standard of care that people have become used to. It's worth noting that the direct connection from rail to plane is very rare. This is one of the few cities in the world that actually affords that. And when it comes to timing, there's only one city in the country that can boast a better time than MARTA in terms of getting you from baggage claim to your downtown center station. In our case, it's 5 points. So DC beats us by under 2 minutes, but I say it's not just the quantity of time, it's the quality of time that you afford your customers when they're with you. And this effort is going to make sure that we take that number one spot. So I want to thank everybody for everything that they do. And I also recognize that this station has been so many things to so many people for decades. And after decades of, you know, utility, it stands to reason that it's starting to show its age. So we're going to do something about that. We're going to make sure that these improvements affect the safety, the functionality, and the aesthetics, the appearance of this environment. I've always challenged my team that the mission here is to render seamless the transition from plane to train. When you look around you in the world's busiest airport, there's a level of professionalism, a level of quality in the finishes that we want to make sure that transition is seamless as you get to the train. So we'll be doing that. For all those reasons, figuring out where to start our transition in terms of station refurbishment was easy. This is an obvious spot. Figuring out when was not quite as easy. But we've worked with our airport team, and we're happy to get their tutelage in terms of, you know, the time frame that we've decided to go with April 8th to May 19th, and that puts us squarely between the March break travel and Memorial Day, so that we've got that timeline for 6 weeks. And the important thing there, too, is that Kerry Roach is going to come up shortly and talk to you about the operating plan, the way we're going to make sure that the customer's access from MARTA into the airport continues to be a sound one, something that you can count on. And one thing I'll leave you with is, yes, it's going to be disruptive. Yes, it's going to be messy. But that's progress. And I promise you it'll be temporary, and I promise you that it will be worth it. The next person coming up is the general manager of the airport, and he said he's going to come up to take all the complaints. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, my good friend, Mr. Balram Yadori B.
Know what Carly meant to say, that I'm coming up here to take all the credits. And so the airport will take the credit. Good morning, everyone. I just want to recognize our chair of transportation, Councilmember Byron, my very good friend, colleague, CEO of MARTA, Carrie. Welcome, and all of you, welcome here this morning. So a quick story. A couple of years ago, I normally come to work real early in the morning, walk around the terminal so I could get a sense of the pulse of the airport as we are about to start our day's operation. And I was walking through MARTA station here, and I run into two individuals, Frank and Tim. Tim, raise your hand back there. And they were walking around, and both of them were working for MARTA at the time Frank was working for MARTA. And I said, what are you guys doing in my airport? And they said, we are thinking about modernization. We want to modernize the station. And I said, great, when do we start? And the day's here. And so the work has started. And the modernization of this airport is a reflection of our great mayor, the Honorable Andrew Dickens, one of his strategic pillars of moving Atlanta forward. And the reason I'm saying that is this year alone, we will be hosting a number of major events. In September, we'll be hosting what is known as the Aviation Global Summit. It will bring about 900 CEOs from airports across the globe into our city. And as Carly said, the Europeans and the Asians know a lot about rail transit connecting airports. And this station will be their first and will be their last impression of our great city. So this work is doubly important for us. Not only that, but it's also will have benefits for the thousands of employees. And you all know that we have 63,000 on-airport employees. And those employees that work in the city, coming to the airport to take MARTA to their onward journey to their place of employment, they will benefit our airport employees. And significantly, it will benefit our guests, the traveling public. Last year, Atlanta moved 104.7 million passengers to our system. Today alone, we'll be moving over 335,000 people through this airport. Think about it, folks. That's over 10,000 people an hour coming through our airport every single day. And so I want to thank our close friends, our partner, and I really truly mean it. They're true friends to the airport, MARTA. I want to thank our transportation chair, whose committee is so important for all we do in developing this airport. And if you look around this airport, you will see a lot of cranes because we are doing economic development here. Last year, we completed $760 million in paid invoice on our construction projects here at the airport, significant among the highest in the history of this airport. And I want to thank Mayor Dickens and his administration for their continued support in what we're doing. And we're so looking forward. We'll have a small window of a little bit of inconvenience for our travelers, but they will well worth, as our colleague said, a very small window. So we're looking forward for the modernization of this station so much, because again, it will service not only the airport, but our entire region, and actually the entire globe. So thank you very much. Thank you, Kali, for the work you and your team are doing. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And with that, I will now introduce our transportation chair, the Honorable, Carrie Roach, Chief Capital Officer of MARTA. Sorry, Mr. Chairman.
Good morning, and thank you, B, and thank you to the entire airport team for your continued support and partnership through the logistics of this project and helping us to determine the best way possible to accomplish this work with the least amount of disruption to our customers. MARTA has worked collaboratively with the airport team to find this window of opportunity for the construction impact that takes full advantage of the travel lull that is between the finish of spring break and Memorial Day. Concentrating the work into this six-week period significantly reduces the overall construction duration and the time, ensures the safety of our customers and the workers. This project began construction in June of 2022, and teams have already completed structural work in preparation for a second elevator at this location. We've replaced the south vestibule, we've progressed electrical upgrades, we've demolished the existing ceiling, prepared the concourse entry wall for our new art installation, started construction on a new ride store, and have started painting surfaces. By 2026, this station will have new signage, renovation of employee areas, a new canopy over the platform that will complement the new canopies that have been installed over the domestic terminal north and south roadways, new floor tiles on the platforms, new terrazzo in the concourse area, new wall cladding, ceilings, and lighting, and full rehabilitation of the existing elevator. We want to ensure, while this work is underway, that travelers and airport employees who depend on MARTA can still count on us to get you to and from the airport. We will provide shuttle buses between the airport and College Park Station during the temporary closure. The buses will pick up and drop off in the bus loop at College Park Station and here at the airport in the North Terminal lower level between doors LN1 and LN2. There will be plenty of signage here. You can see some samples here. At the College Park Station, directing our customers to the shuttles, and there will be uniformed MARTA employees and police officers on hand if you need assistance. We ask that you give yourself an extra 30 minutes when taking MARTA to the airport between April 8th and May 19th. As Kali mentioned, we want this rail station to provide the same world-class experience that travelers and employees have come to expect from the airport, and we're really excited to progress this work. It is now my pleasure to introduce the chair of the City of Atlanta Transportation Committee, Councilmember Byron Amos.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you, Carrie, and of course, thank you to MARTA and the Hartsfield-Jackson team for making this work in scheduling the project and ensuring travelers and employees still have a connection to our airport. It has been Atlanta's long claim to fame that yes, we are the world's busiest and most efficient airport. But having a transit system like MARTA that takes you directly from the terminal to downtown Atlanta in minutes is good for business. Having a strong transportation network makes Atlanta an ideal location for companies from Fortune 500 to startups that want to stay connected to the city, the country, and of course, the world. The airport is also our largest employer, and many of those employees take MARTA to and from work. It's convenient, but more importantly, it's affordable. As my role as Chair of Transportation, City Transportation Committee, I remain focused on maintaining and improving the transportation infrastructure in Atlanta so we can continue to attract businesses and families who want to move to our great city, and that we have a transportation option in place that support employers, residents, and spur economic development and growth. Modernizing and enhancing the safety of MARTA's airport station is necessary to secure those valued employees of the airport and the millions and millions of passengers who move through here will have a world-class experience. Thank you to the MARTA team and to Atlanta Hartsfield-Jackson Airport.
You've just been listening to Atlanta News First. For more on this story, download the Atlanta News First app.